That was somebody else. We were...
Yes, ma'am. I'll keep it separate. We're live.
I'd like to call the meeting of the Taney County Commission back to order from recess. As many of you know, the Taney County Commission has employed on an interim basis the law firm of Keck and Austin, who will continue serving with us in that capacity until the County Commission decides otherwise. But we have also added an individual that I'm very, very excited about, who's going to serve as our counselor by the name of Frank Cotty. And Mr. Cotty, if I can have you come to the podium. Who I'm sorry to say went to the University of Missouri after me and not before me. I hate to tell you that. But we are introducing him to those of you that are here and to the general public as the individual that will be carrying much of the workload within the county itself and representing numerous departments within the county as called upon by the county commission. But because of his background, because of his extensive knowledge, we couldn't be more pleased that this individual is joining Taney County.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Frank.
I'm very pleased to be here. I'm excited about the opportunity to work with the commission and with the people of Taney County. Looking forward to it.
I mean, a couple of things. If it wouldn't be too, not too long, but if you want to talk a little bit about your background, your history, and all that, and then we may spur up a couple of questions. I know you were working... As soon as we made the decision, you've been working with Pat and her firm even as yesterday and Saturday and all that, so getting things caught up. But how about a little bit about you so people kind of know?
Sure. Name is Frank Cotty. I grew up in northeast Missouri, a little town of Lancaster and then Kirksville, Missouri. Practiced law up there after I graduated from law school at the University of Missouri in Columbia in 1980. Got tired of the North Missouri winters in 1982 and wrote a bunch of law firms in Springfield announcing that I'd spent my last winter one way or another in North Missouri. And one firm hired me, so that's where I've been, Springfield, since 1982. Generally doing civil trial work, no criminal background to speak of, no criminal legal work background to speak of. And have worked in the past with Pat Keck, a really fine lawyer up in Springfield. She knew the need down here for a lawyer and thought they'd be a good fit and invited me to come down and meet these gentlemen, and I think it'll be a real fine fit too.
And let me suggest, I see four of our elected county officials that are sitting here. In just a moment, if you would introduce yourself to them personally. I see the sheriff, the auditor, the county clerk, and the treasurer. There were others that were in here, but they've stepped out with the congressman,
sure.
I believe.
I understand the rank.
We do too.
But we just wanted to take a moment to formally introduce Mr. Cotty because, again, we are very excited about the fact that he is here with us and will be representing many of our departments and this county commission specifically. Mr. Cotty, welcome to Taney County.
Thank you very much. And I want to say one other thing. There's a compliment being implied when a lawyer is asked to represent people. And I've never been asked to represent this large a group of people before. And I take it as a big compliment. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Our next order of business is county board appointments. I'd like to start, gentlemen, if we could, to go back to the library board. We had five appointments to make the other day. We made three appointments. We have two left. And in looking at the list, would you gentlemen be amenable to the two that we had talked about last week?
I am.
That's fine, and that's fine with me.
All right. I'll... I'll move that we appoint Sarah Kleinfelder and Barbara Weirman to the 2 4-year terms of the Taney County Library District Board.
And I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Sarah Kleinfelder and Barbara Weirman to the 2 remaining positions on the Library Board. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. What will those terms be for those last 2 board members?
4 years.
Those are 4-year terms.
Yes, sir.
So to conclude, the 5 members are Harry Styron, a 1-year term, James Babcock and Roxanne Young, 2-year terms, Sarah Kleinfelder and Barbara Weirman, 4-year terms. And that will complete the first library district board in Taney County. Did I hear a while ago that they might be meeting today?
The board is meeting. Well, not the board, but the organization was before the district was formed. Yeah. Yeah, the movement is meeting. And
the movement is meeting. Well, there we
have. How's that?
Airport board.
I think we're going to wait until I get something. I'm getting something printed out for Danny real fast.
Okay.
We can move on to that. But that should be coming down shortly. But if you want to get to
BOA, Board of Adjustments. We currently have 3 individuals that are serving on that boards on that board. Would you gentlemen, since we have not come up with any names to place in those positions, would you be amenable to extending the terms of those that are on the board?
There's a couple of people that are interested, Ron, and I didn't know whether they had got back with us or contacted anyone.
Just for your edifications, no one has contacted me personally about this particular board.
And I don't believe we've got a form. We have anything from the BOA, but and we have 2 vacancies. I don't have anybody on the list, but not saying that there's. We could, if you want to double check that one more time, if you want to contact them one more time.
Right, I can visit with them. As a matter of fact, one of those people I can contact today, and the other one I don't know whether I can get in touch with them or not. But
can we move this then till Thursday? Is that enough time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm at a BOE training session.
Oh, yeah,
Thursday.
That's right.
I think that's.
How long is that BOE training session?
From 8 to 3, I think is what it is. At least that's. Let me double check here, sir.
Is that your recollection, Donna, the training
it's
section?
9:30 to 3 is the scheduled at the historic courthouse at 940 North Boonville Room, 212, Springfield, Missouri.
Then let's reschedule BOA for next Monday.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, let me make some notes here for
the girl.
That's done here. It's a BOA.
BOE, Board of Equalization.
Mr. Houseman, I would like to have your consideration Jeff Jackson and Nathan Easley.
You want to make that a motion?
I will make that a motion.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Jeff Jackson and Nathan Easley to the Board of Equalization. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay.
Just a point of clarification, those are the 1-year terms that expire 12/31 of this year.
I would like to further ask your consideration, since before this BOE meets and we're going to have to make that decision ASAP, that we establish a $75, we're going to be working intensively once BOE sets in. And these gentlemen are going to be leaving their jobs to do this. We're going to have half days, and we're going to have full days plus a few extra hours. But I think for the half, $40 and the full $75, would you consider that?
Well, I'm sorry, say that again.
Consider $75 a day for this action. And a half day at 40. That would include mileage and everything. for these two individuals.
That's fine with me.
I think that's fine with me, too.
Is it something we do by consensus, or do we have to set that in with vote?
I'll have to. We can look at the statute if we want to real fast, and then at the break come back and set that possibly. I know the statute says that the commission sets it. I just don't know if there's a process in which the consensus, I'm fine with that, too.
Well, let's do it by consensus, and if we find that we need to make a formal motion, we will do that. Okay. Gentlemen, we also need to consider the IDA board. We have one vacancy on that board.
Would you gentlemen, Jim, do you have a list? I would like to consider Debbie Redford for that position.
Debbie's great.
Have either of you had time to talk with her?
I have not.
No.
I know her name's on the library board. I don't know if she's willing, I would assume willing to serve on the, but I haven't spoken to her about this, the IDA board.
Can we move that also to Monday?
Yes, sir. I'll write that
down. And will one of you or both of you speak with her?
I know I'll make a call to her. IDA is Monday.
What other positions, gentlemen, have I overlooked?
Here. Okay, let me. I'm sorry. We had Transportation District Number 5. We had someone submit their name. I haven't called them yet. The resume is quite impressive. They used to work for. He retired from the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Railroad Administration, headquartered in Washington. And so he's got quite an extensive resume, but I haven't spoke to him. He's just recently relocated here.
But, Jim, we've been quite some time searching for someone for that area that's willing to serve. If this gentleman is willing to serve, and I read the resume, mm-hmm. too, I mean, I don't think that we could find anyone that could help us maybe in what they're trying to produce for the Board of Transportation. I would go ahead and make a motion that we. Do you want to speak to him?
I'd like to speak. Since we're going to do something next Monday anyway,
that's fine.
That'd be a great.
I'd like to know if we have established prior to my coming into office a set of qualifications for that particular position. And my reason for asking that, if that's someone new, they might not be a registered voter, they might not be actively engaged in some of the things that are required. But
we set some qualifications up. Nothing. I'd have to look at the qualifications. I'd rather we can just wait till Monday. We'll put that on the agenda also on Monday.
Yeah, I read the resume, and I can tell you I believe he's eminently qualified. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Jim, there's a set of bylaws that we set up for that. When we set that up, wasn't there?
We did set up, yes.
Yeah.
Anything else on county board appointments?
We just had one more, and I was trying to show Danny an email real fast, and that way he can be settled on that.
But we can move that till Monday also, can't we, Jim? And give me a chance to review.
That'd be fine if you want to do that. That'd be fine. That would be fine.
Which one is that?
This one right here. Right. Oh, wrong bylaws. Wrong bylaws. Yes, I'll have it. I'll get it over to you.
Gentlemen, I'd like to step up to the next order of business, which is Board of Equalization instructions and swearing in and confirmation of Board of Equalization summer session. And I will let the Secretary of the Board know that we will call the two individuals that were appointed today and ask them to make an appointment with you to come in and be sworn in as well. And we will invite them to the meeting on Thursday.
Yes, sir. That's the closest one.
In Springfield. And will you be attending that also?
Yes.
Okay.
If I could get their email, I can start sending them some emails on information we've gotten from the State Tax Commission that could help them become familiar with conversations that have gone on through the years.
I've got, I know one of the emails. I don't know if I've got the other one.
We will find them for you, yes. At this time, I would like to turn this portion of the session over to our county clerk for swearing-in ceremony.
I hope you can get that away. We stand or sit? What do you want to do? Stand?
You want me to raise your right hand, please? Will you, as members of the County Board of Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, solemnly swear that you will discharge your duties according to law as members of the above-named board to the best of your abilities to help you God?
I do. I will.
Congratulations, Sheldon.
Thank you.
You will sign in the appropriate place. This is the official document that goes into the book. Just to let you know some information, Christy has been working with Melissa Trotta, and we have updated our program. It will include a better scheduling process so we don't double book. We are booking you up right now, and I think you didn't have a copy of that schedule. We still don't have one full day for you, but we're working on that because, of course, we have to work around other people's schedules as well. We are working on, we will have the system computerized. We will have a laptop in here ourselves so that we can project the information up for you on the screen. We are scanning in all proof presented to us by the taxpayer, so you'll be able to see that information there.
Could I get you to...
Certainly. We're also going to have that put on Jim's laptop.
Pull that up close so the public can hear. And I apologize for asking you to do this, but the public did not hear what you just said, Donna. Could you do that again? I apologize.
I'll try.
Thank you. Or something close.
I just want to let you know Christy's position. She is working with Melissa Trotter on the new program to get it updated for us. And she's just given you a schedule, a tentative schedule of what we have scheduled so far. She's working with individuals and their personal schedules so that we can get everybody plugged in. We have had a lot of calls and questions. The assessor's office, we, of course, forwarding those calls to the assessor's office first for the informal hearing with him, and he's been working with taxpayers, so that, I believe, is decreasing the number of appointments that we have. We're also going to be loading our program directly onto Jim Strafis's computer so that he can review everything that we're doing at the time that we're doing it, so he can pull up information about these taxpayers and the proof that they sent us. It'll all be computerized. Would you like another computer? So
yes.
The other, okay. One, two, how many?
Well, do you want one in front of you, Dan? Are we not going to receive hard copy records?
I would prefer not to. We've gone through three boxes of paper in the past when we've had a big
I'm sure we'll have some. I mean, the thing is they were printing seven copies last, two BOEs before, because that's what the tradition, and some of the people before weren't using it. I guess we just need to ask each board member what's their preference. For me, I'd rather have the agenda that we have, and you know the notes, which I think we established last time, and then supporting documentation for me was online just as good. So
it's up to the board members what you want from us. We'll be happy to provide you anything that you want.
Do you have additional computers that can be utilized?
Do. Yes.
So we will ask the two new board members that question as well.
Mm-hmm. If I could explain, you'll have an agenda that will have the primary information. It's going to have the BOE number, the parcel number, the person's name, the current valuation, what they're requesting, and a place for you to write in the ending valuation, as well as two or three lines so you can write notes on each person. And that's information that we thought you would keep for yourself so you can help remind yourself of conversation or thoughts that you'd had during their interviews. So in some cases, when you don't make a decision on the same day, you can flip back to those pages and see what you've written down, your thoughts on your meeting.
Can we not do that electronically as well if we choose
you
to do
can.
So? So that's provided. Okay.
Yep. It's just whatever you'd like us to do.
Again, do we have computers that will match up with
I do have some computers that you can use.
Okay.
And then we've got...
Well, I mean, I operate off a laptop upstairs, so I can bring that
so
down.
So we can use your
And
laptop.
We've got a couple upstairs, too. We have enough. We'll have enough machines.
Yeah,
if they want a laptop, we can help them.
We have two extra laptops that we use for electronic poll books that I bought specifically with the larger screens so that you could utilize them for BOE as well.
Tell me again, the information that's going to be provided hard copy, it's going to have X amount of information that's on it.
It'll have the BOE number because as we're discussing, you know, we need to refer it through the BOE number so we can get our records correct. It'll also have the parcel number so that the individual sitting over here can pull that information up. You can see the map online. You can click on the beacon, using beacon, we can click on different properties to see the valuation of the properties surrounding that if you want to do comparables. And then you'll have the person's name, the beginning valuation, their requested valuation, and then a place for you to put the ending valuation that you decide upon, plus a few lines for you to write your notes.
So I'm assuming the assessor then will bring the hard copy of the assessment card itself.
He'll bring his information, yes. Okay. And he doesn't usually provide copies, but certainly if you want him to, he can.
I can ask him to look at his.
Sometimes he does bring, he brings comparables if there's a area. So.
Is it the intention of the assessor's office, Tim, to just bring the hard copy that we'll be working with? I don't see the need to furnish copies for each of us. Certainly we could look at the information you will be bringing.
Sometimes.
Can you come up and sit at this other table with the microphone?
He will provide his own information, and if there's something that needs extra attention, he will bring copies for the commission also, or for the board.
But, for example, the process or the cards, as they used to be, contain the information of how you arrived at the assessment that you've noted to that particular piece of property. So we'll be able to look at that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
If you'd like, we can check with the assessor to see if he wants us to scan it in along with the evidence provided by the taxpayer.
He's going to be bringing them. So, but, yes, we can ask that, and whatever you all agree upon is going to work for us.
Okay.
Just stay right there, Tim, just in case. What else, Donna?
I don't have anything else for you. You have the tentative appointments that we've got. We have your schedule.
Mm-hmm. We had confirmation of BOE summer session. Can I get one of you to read what those days are currently? Do you have one of those sheets? She said...
It's on your schedule.
Oh, it's here. So we're looking at, is this all of them?
Mm-hmm.
July 5th, July 6th, July 7th, July 8th, July 11th and 12th, 13th, 22nd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. Let me say this, that currently we have asked you to take appointments from, I think, 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock on Mondays, the day that we have county commissions. And the rest of the time, I believe it was 9 to 5.
Something like that.
But if, in fact, we need to accommodate the public by setting aside an evening or two, in addition to working that day, we will be receptive to that.
Okay. At this time, I don't feel a need for that, but oftentimes with Board of Equalization, we don't get a lot of appointments until after we start the process, which is another issue for you. Thank you for reminding me. Right now, our deadline for appointments is the third week of June, and that's because the statutes are currently out of balance. There were some changes due to SB 711 that changed some of the statutes for first-class counties for Board of Equalization, but they didn't change the appointment date. So... taxpayers are just now receiving their notices. I believe June 15th is your deadline.
Sending out increased notices, yes.
And yeah, June 15th is their deadline to send out increased notices. So that's not enough time for them to call us. I mean, you could receive an increased notice on the 15th, or they could mail it out on the 15th, you not get it to the 18th, and you have until the 20th to call and set an appointment. So there's really not enough time span for citizens to be able to set up their appointment prior to the current deadline. So the state tax commission has said that the Board of Equalization can adjust that time.
What I'd like to do, Mr. Cotty, because I think this is very important, not that we wouldn't do it anyway, but the state tax commission at various times makes different comments about what counties can do, in fact, and not do. And sometimes those conflict directly with Missouri law. But they say, well, you know, because this happened, you ought to do this. I would really like if you would take a few minutes to sit down with Donna, because she has a good handle on what that time frame currently is and how it came to be, and take a look at that for us to tell us legally what we can do and can't do. I know that personally I want to be as flexible as possible to accommodate the taxpayers. On the other hand, we also don't want to do anything that we shouldn't do.
I understand. That would be my pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Tim, anything else?
No.
I would also express that Donna had signed up to make comments this morning under public comment. At the late hour, I asked her if she would hold off on that, and she did graciously, and I appreciate that. But in fact, she is encouraging us to get her information on the road building for a precinct in Jasper Township. So we need, if you have not been out there to look at that facility, to give you the opportunity to do that, mm-hmm. if that's all right with the commission, and whatever else you need to make happen what you need to make happen, Donna.
I'd appreciate it. One of the things we have found, I guess I learned very well in August of 2004 when we had the largest election in an August election in the history of Teaney County, was that a polling place needs to be able to accommodate not just people on the inside, but being able to move those lines inside the doors, because the extreme heat, the 90 degrees heat, you know, sent people home. And some people got sick because of the heat, waiting in long lines. So we certainly need to not just have room inside for voting, but room for those lines for people to wait.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, we have scheduled performance and non-performance contracting discussion.
Yes, sir. I've got... wow, we're... Way to go, Ron. We're within 3 minutes of being on time.
Of course.
Of course. So we left it as we were ready to move forward with either a performance or non-performance, and then we talked about what have we done in the past. So I had Jillian go to with Linda and find out what we actually put out for bid. I'm going to keep them separate. Here is a non-performance contract file, and we have the performance one here. But we did, in fact, put out for bid in April of this year.
That was an RFQ?
It was an RF radio. It was RFQ for non-performance. Here it is right here. And we have her little worksheet here. The bid opening was actually April 18th at 9 a.m. And basically, that's exactly what we did. We had...
How many companies responded to that, Jim?
That's a great question, sir.
Rick, did you have something for us?
No, it's for this.
Okay.
We had one from CTS Solutions, if you want to see it. And then we had one from Malcote, Winslow Engineers.
Is that the same, Malcote and Winslow Engineers, or is that two?
That's one company. Oh, hold on before I... I believe we had two, but I'm just double-checking here that they aren't two of the same.
Who was the individual that came and the company that came and chatted with the county commission some months ago?
That individual was Malcote, Fred Malcote.
and his company is Malcote & Winslow. Okay, I actually changed my entire story for you here. He is the engineer that works with the CTS company, okay? So we actually got one response for this RFQ.
And that was from CTS or from Malco?
Gosh. Now I found the list. We sent it out to three companies. Malcote, Johnson Control, and CTS, Control Technology Systems.
We sent it to these three because they had requested that it be sent directly to them. She also did the newspaper.
Yep, and here's the newspaper cover here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm looking for the worksheet here.
Jim, there's quite a bit of conversation about why a couple of those companies that came and gave demonstrations before us and everything else didn't bid this at the time.
Well, we got more bid responses on the performance contracting. Not this is the non-performance. Here's the performance side, which we had like a fair amount of responses on that. So I guess we sent it to the people that had requested it, and it looks like on the non-performance we only received one back. Now, we did receive two back. I apologize. We did not receive one back from Johnson Control.
Hi.
We got one from CTC and Malcote Engineering. We did not receive one from Johnson. There you go.
CTC or CTS?
CTS, thank you.
Wasn't there an EPM or
EPM is the company. This is what the non-performance is, the engineer that will write up
the specs,
the recommendations of what, and this engineer works with, I think, any one of these companies. We'll be bidding out something else in the future. This is basically to hire the engineer to start the evaluation. And here is his proposal.
That's what I'm looking at, is it right here?
Here's the summary.
Right, that's this. I think that's this first page.
That's the first bit, yeah. That's that one response. Right. Yeah, that's what you got for that. And then the book is the other one. And I thought that was in the last page.
Two or three things I'll note from their executive summary and CTS that you've handed me. They're the only firm incorporated in Missouri providing energy services for the public sector. That was surprising to me.
Well,
incorporated in the state of Missouri. I know that
several that provide services.
One which I'm saddened that we did not personally contact was Ameresco, which is a huge company who had absorbed the old Exelon, and this is what they do nationally, and they're probably one of the largest. But they've made a lot of good comments in this. I remember reading this, but it's been a month ago.
Well, we obviously have two options here. We don't have to make a decision right now. We can share this information with the other commissioners. We could reject all, and we can start over again if we don't think we had a good sampling.
No, I'm ready. We've been on to this for 3 months.
Actually, you and I worked on this back when you were in OED.
Yep.
It was Mrs. Redford's recommendation that I would be interested in as far as...
That was the Malco?
Right.
Yeah.
She's worked with those companies and have received response that is what we're looking for. I mean, we're talking about.
But I was just.
No, I'm right.
Then you guys can decide an RFQ.
RFQ.
So you basically choose one, you visit with them and make sure that you can come to terms as far as price.
But to add to that, I think what we would do is prioritize the companies. But if for non-performance, if I'm not mistaken, we only have one company to prioritize because we only had one company that submitted a proposal. Correct. On performance, there were
two.
Two.
Johnson Control didn't respond to either one of them. And we have a copy of the email saying that they didn't have it. Once they got to the right department, they didn't have enough time to respond.
Which surprised me because I sat with two of them long ago and talked with them about this personally.
Me too.
You did also.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I did.
Me. I got a star phone cup.
I'm not sure I got that.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, this is exactly what Debbie was leading us down the road to make the decision.
Correct.
And this is what they did. Am I not mistaken?
Correct.
At Hollister School?
Right. This is what we'll end up going with Malco. We should expect something like this response when it's time that Malco comes back with a proposal.
Well, rather than, I would prefer, if that's the direction that we're going to go, to make note that if we cannot reach agreement with them, we'll go through this process again.
Right.
If, in fact, that's where we're headed.
Just out of curiosity, was Malco the one that did both performance and
non-performance? Yes. Are we prepared to move forward and enter into a motion to start the negotiations then?
Whatever you gentlemen prefer.
I'm going to move that we award the RFQ to Malcote Winslow Engineers.
Could I get you to note that we're going to prioritize
yes.
them as a selection of, I'm sorry. But
primary, right. Is that what you're?
Yes.
Just as a primary vendor. To start the non-performance computerized temperature control process for the courthouse systems.
If we cannot reach an agreement with them,
if there's no agreement reached on the rates, then we'll most likely rebid.
And this is for non-performance.
Correct.
I'll second the motion.
That seven sentence long motion. That's maybe the longest.
Motion has been made and seconded to select Malicote as the primary vendor during the RFQ process. And if, in fact, we cannot reach agreement with them, we will relet and move forward at that time. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Also let the record show that that was for non-performance rather than a performance contract.
Could we just to further on this discussion work with Debbie Redford to continue the ball working because she's gone through this process since we've decided the engineering company to have her assistance in the next steps. Is that all right? I'm going to call her anyway about IDA. So.
I don't have any problem with that.
No,
okay.
As a matter of fact, I think it would be smart of it to do so. She's already got results
right.
from the project that they did, and
Well, she's been involved with us since the beginning when we first had the energy audit done of the two facilities.
Right.
She is the one that we called upon to make a recommendation between the differences between performance and non-performance, and she did an excellent job, so I think she's a really wise choice for us to utilize.
All right. Now I'll move forward on that then.
We have one other.
No, that was pulled off.
Agendized item, which is the Combs Redfern support letter, but Max Lytle is unable to be here and has asked that he be here specifically, and if we can move that to next Monday with Max,
correct.
Let's do that.
That's what I think he requested, and where is that? No. Is it behind us?
No. There was a call made this morning anyway, and that's what he's requesting.
Yeah.
And if it's not that day, then we'll set it the day that he requests, sure. If that's all right. We show gentlemen that we have completed our morning work. We do have an executive session scheduled for 11, so with no objections, I believe we should stand in recess until 11 a.m.
It's fine.